It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bill Clinton is campaigning for Obama. President Bush is campaigning for McCain. And I'm thinking, wow, this really could be the year for Ralph Nader.
Dave!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're very excited about another game we're going to be playing, a brand new game today. If you have a good memory, all I'm going to tell you is be aware. You could be winning some cash and prizes later on in the program.
Wow.
Yes. Remember to listen later.
Yes, remember. Don't forget. Hey, let's get this guy right on the air. This gentleman is this is royalty in the world of racing. Let's say hi to Marco Andretti, number 26. Hello there, Marco.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, we're big fans. I have to tell you a story before I even ask you any questions that I don't think this makes me an old guy because it's when I was a little kid. Really, one of the very first autographs I ever got that I stood in line at a car show to get was of your grandfather, Mario Andretti.
Oh, that's cool.
It was up in Hartford, Connecticut, and I remember it. My old man took me to the car show because I wanted to get Mario Andretti's autograph.
Sure, everybody did.
And then there's your dad, and it's the whole family, and it's every, you know, you're an Andretti. That's got, and you're 26, and you're good looking, and you drive fast cars, and the chicks have to be throwing themselves at you. Life has to be good for Marco Andretti.
Yeah, no, I definitely can't complain, you know, and I'm very fortunate to have, obviously, the IndyCar drive that I do, thanks to my father, obviously, but, it's been good so far. I mean, I definitely off track. I have a lot of fun and stuff like that, but, it keeps us busy enough, which is good because I like to stay as busy as possible with racing because that's kind of what we live our lives around, you know, but, which we have to be competitive nowadays in the IndyCar series. So, it's been good.
You're a modest kid to say that about your. It is your father's team. It's a Racing Green, right? It's Andretti Green, something like that. Is that the name of the team?
Andretti Green.
And you know, and your dad owns the racing team. But you have to deliver the goods, no matter whether you're his son or not. You have to be able to do it. And you've been doing it for a long time. When did you first? Did you have to do it? I mean, did they give you the choice? Were you is it something you've always wanted to do? And how old were you when you started thinking about racing?
Very young. When I always wished that I would be a race car driver anyway, but, you know, I started in go-karts and stuff like that, but, had a nice progression throughout, you know, and I was able to get the IndyCars at a very young age, with three owners that really believed in me. So, it's been, like I said, it's been fairly smooth, along the way, but obviously, like you said, I mean, I think, you know, I really, like, the doors can be open, but, you know, if you don't walk through them,
right,
you're going to lose the ride.
in racing more than a lot of other sports, well, of course, you can look at football and say we've got Mannings, but, you know, you look at the tradition of both NASCAR and IndyCar racing, and you've got the names. I know that there's a young Ray Hall that's racing right now, and, you've got Bobby and Bobby Labonte. The Labontes, the Unsers. I mean, there's a great tradition in racing of families, multi-generational people coming down through the ranks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and that's what's awesome, I think, about IndyCar, the IndyCar series in particular, because we still have a lot of the names, fortunately, coming back. I mean, you have Foyt as well, along with myself and Graham Rahal, and then obviously you have Danica winning a race. I mean, things are just, I think, really looking on the ups for open-wheel racing in America.
Now, you'd call it open-wheel. I've heard so many different things. Enlighten me, because you got to educate me on this type of racing here. It's called IndyCar racing? Is it open-wheel? Is it Formula One? What is it exactly? It's the cars that go super fast, a lot faster than the NASCAR cars, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot faster than those things.
What's the name of it? I know that they go faster, but what is the – it's IndyCar racing, right? Isn't that what we call it?
Yeah, it's the IndyCar series, and, you know, it is open-wheel racing, so obviously our wheels are exposed, and when our tires touch, we don't just rub and keep going like a lot of those other guys.
No.
We're a lot of times upside down in the fence when we touch on the bigger ovals at those kind of speeds and stuff like that.
Now, when you're talking about, I was reading about IndyCar and the racing that's going on here, and you talk about left foot braking, and I got hung up on that because I was thinking about it for a second. You learn to left foot brake, and that's something that I didn't know. You know, you're not like driving around the Beltway where you want to brake and you take your right foot off the gas pedal and put it on the brake. You do the left foot, right foot stuff, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, because you only need the clutch to get out of the pit box, you know, to get out of neutral in the first gear.
Wow.
And once you're there, you just grab gears, and Honda has us, you know, you can stay flat out and just upshift, and same actually with the downshifts. You can stay flat out, because obviously on the ovals we gear them so close, like fourth, fifth, and sixth gear are only a couple revs apart, so we can downshift without lifting now too, which is pretty cool.
Wow. Oh, that's neat. And so when we're talking about on the flat, when you're talking about a straightaway, what speeds are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, Indy, we can reach almost 240 miles an hour.
Holy mackerel.
That's amazing. God.
That's a little fast.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not just going, you know, in a straight line. We're wheel to wheel a lot of times at those kind of speeds. Yeah.
What's the biggest difference between, if you were to take one major difference between, outside of the speed, between Indy and NASCAR? What are some of the other differences, you know, outside of the way, you know, just the speed and the way the cars look?
I think like the technology, maybe we have a little bit more. And as far as like cornering speed, that's where we really show them. It's not so much the straightaway, because we're only like 40 or 50 miles an hour quicker on a straightaway. But like in the corners, I mean, we're like a good example is where I am this week in Richmond. Those guys are breaking downshifts in at the start finish line, and we're absolutely flat out. So our cornering speed is really what makes a difference.
And do you have must do's and must don'ts? I mean, when you're learning that racket, obviously, you come up, you start in the kart racing, then you move in and you get your Indy car. Are there certain must-dos, must-don'ts, I mean, where you say, hey, man, whatever you do. Any
Don't.
Sport, especially when I'm talking to a young guy, you're 21, you broke in when you were 19, isn't that right? When you broke in into the, or is it 18 when you were breaking in?
Yeah, I was 19, I think, by the time my first race. I was doing some testing when I was 18, but I...
Do they take the... Somebody come up to you, put their arm around you and go, Marco, listen. Whatever you do, man,
when you
get out there, don't do this. I just picture that happening for some reason.
Yeah, well, a lot of it, I mean, you kind of have to be born with, like, again, answering your question from before, you can't be, you asked me if I was forced into it, you cannot be forced into a business like this. You have to be born with somewhat of a talent, and then, you know, from there, I think the biggest, you know, I get so much advice from my father, grandfather, and stuff like that, but the biggest thing is probably patience, you know, is when I came on the scene on these ovals and these kinds of speeds and stuff like that, is patience, you know, and I think that word has saved my butt a couple times already.
Well, the patience, you know, I go back to watching you, you know, race, I believe it was 2006 Indy 500, right, where at the very end, one of the most exciting finishes ever in the history of the Indy 500, and you kind of went to school there. I mean, I know you probably felt bad about it, but it was, you know, it was a last-second deal where the guy goes around you, and it's just total, the concentration's got to be there for every single second, isn't that right?
Yeah, but I wish it came down to more concentration than anything else, because I was absolutely flat out, and as a driver, there was not much I could have done. You know, that's why it was kind of a helpless feeling. But
right.
You know, the only thing I could have done to keep him maybe behind me is blocked. But then at that, you don't want to touch doing 240 miles an hour.
That would have been kind of nasty, I think, if you did that.
Yeah, and you don't want to win the Indy 500 on your roof either. So
you talked about getting advice from your father and also from your grandfather. Who's the biggest advice giver? Is Gramps the one that lets? Does Mario let you know the most? Or your dad, Michael, does he do most of the talking?
No, I think, you know, they're both about even. I mean, there's not one or the other that has done more to help me, really. I mean, that's what's cool about it, is they both, they kind of work with each other as well, you know, you know, it's just a great thing. I'm definitely fortunate to have those guys in my corner, for sure. I wouldn't want to be going against them.
I know. I love watching your dad. Your grandfather especially. I remember that.
You ever get pulled over by the cops in your regular car?
I've never gotten pulled over by the cops, no.
Hey. And right now, are the women throwing themselves at you on a regular basis?
Well, I have a girlfriend right now, but
congratulations.
That's
good. I just,
sure.
You know, you think of that. I mean, that's, you know, the great tradition of open wheel racing, of Indy racing. You just see the, you know, the supermodeliest of supermodels go after you guys. I'm sure your mom's a beautiful woman, your grandmother's a beautiful woman, and, you know, you see these other drivers with all these women. You know, at a certain point, let's be honest, Marco, you're 21 years old. You just got to, you know, wake up in the morning and go, this does not suck.
It's good to be me.
Exactly. No, I'm very fortunate. Obviously, you can't take any of it for granted, you know, because it can all be taken away so quick. So, you know, just one day at a time. But I can't complain. I'm very happy.
Now, you're eighth in points going into this Saturday's SunTrust Indy Challenge. I want to mention that for those racing fans around our area, you can go to Richmond International Raceway. That's going to be a night race. Wow. And they don't do a lot of that in Indy racing, do they? I would imagine that presents some challenges that you wouldn't have during daylight, right?
It does. I mean, you know, our opener at Homestead was at night, and then we have Texas and stuff like that. So there's a few night races, and you know what it tends to do is I think you know maybe you lose a bit of grip from the tire, but I think you gain a bit of grip from the downforce because the air is denser at night when it's a bit cooler. Although here I think it's 100 degrees or something. So
yeah, it's crazy down here right now. We're going into the heat spell. I think it's going to be hot Saturday. It's going to be a very hot evening on Saturday.
Like 3 months.
And what you know, the thunderstorms come through. Do they give you guys a little break and then they let you go back out sometimes, right? But they won't let you be out there if it's steady rain, right?
Well, no, actually, if there's any moisture on these ovals, because obviously we have the slick tires and these kind of speeds, it doesn't matter what kind of tires you have on, it's just going to lift the car up and spin into the wall if there's any moisture. So we kind of just hang out until it's good to go.
And you're number eight and having a good season there. And, I got a hunch. I think you're due for another win. You know, how are you feeling about the race car and the racing team? You feeling confident going into Richmond?
Yeah, I think Andretti Green is going to have good cars here, as they do at most places. And we have had good cars throughout the year so far, just kind of, I guess, a little snake bitten at a couple places. But every race we finish, we're well into the top five. A lot of podiums this year.
I love that. There's the racing talk. I love a lot of podiums.
Yeah.
I like the way that sounds. Hey, listen, I've never been to an Indy race. Will you put me on the guest list for this weekend down in Richmond? I think I want to come down. I want to come down and watch it.
You can sit in the back seat.
I'll say, can I ride along? You know, I mean, I weigh about 280 pounds. Is there a chance that, I could just ride in the back? Is there a chance for that?
Yeah, we can bring you if you want to do it.
All right. You're a good kid.
Your funeral.
Hey, you know, you have a great family, Marco, and, you know, you're a very, very mature kid, and I know you've dealt with an awful lot, and I think you wouldn't be eighth in the points and have a win under your belt and almost have won the Indy 500 in your first season if you didn't have your act together. So I wish you a lot of good luck and best to your father and your grandfather and the whole family.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for hunting that. Andretti, go Andretti Green.
Drive carefully.
Take care, Marco.
All right, thank you.
There he goes. That's Marco Andretti, ladies and gentlemen. Formula One.
That's too
Indy,
fast.
Indy, open wheel, whatever they call it. You can tell I don't know a hell of a lot about racing, but I get into it.
Think of that. That's three times driving too fast.
I get jittery at 80.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was going almost no, I shouldn't say this.
No, I know.
Okay.
A friend of yours?
Sorry. I was just going to say something. I got to go all excited talking to Marco.
It's easy to do.
I might have the kids. I might not have the kids. If I don't have the kids, I'm not going to bring them down to a night race.
Oh,
but
they'd love that.
In the event that I am not at night. No, I'm not exposing them to that.
Okay.
I might do that. I might check out the race. Not obviously being on a guest list, but
you will
meet
a great type of people at a night race in Richmond. Just fine folks.
Rob, you're thinking NASCAR. Isn't Formula One a little less scary?
What I'm saying. You're going to meet great people.
A little more elite, I think.
All right, wait. We got a guy.
Don't forget your tie.
You got the first buzz here, but this guy wants to enlighten me about IndyCar.
Oh, good.
Charles in Sacramento. What do you want to tell me about IndyCar racing?
Hey guys, man, one thing you guys probably didn't know, he said that they go like 240, and that is correct. Uh-huh. And if they didn't have the wing on the back of the cars, if they didn't have that thing on there, the cars would actually fly away if they were jets.
I am really, wow. I swear to God, I was getting ready to do this interview with Marco Andretti and saying to myself, it would just be so cool to see those cars at night. And all my friends that go to NASCAR in Richmond say the night racing is very, very cool. There's something different about it.
To put headlights on
it. They have big lights over the track.
I don't know, Mike.
I didn't want to sound like a fag, Buzz.
Now, I do know this. On NASCAR, they do not have headlights, but they do have stickers that resemble headlights NASCAR.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Hey, the guy on the phone, anybody who knows, what's the difference between Indy cars and Formula One, which is usually European? What's the difference between those cars?
I don't know either. I can't answer.
Well, this guy might.
Formula One are driven by Steve McQueen.
James Garner. That's how back we have to go.
All right, see you.
George Pappard. You didn't answer our question.
That's because he's retarded.
He's gone. George Pappard
Rob
drives around.
It.
Yes, Bethann, I know. We'll get it out. Oh, my God.
What?
All right.
We should break and then do news.
All right, we got to do that.
Or
I'm sorry.
We'll work it out. Don't worry.
I will not do that again, Beth Ann. See, I'm right on it. We'll come back. What was we supposed to do?
Whatever it is.
What was we supposed to do?
It's going
to
be great.
You'll do good at the memory game.
We're going to do some Phonorama, and we're going to have the very first buzz. We'll do first buzz first.
All right.
Phonorama second.
All right.
Anything you want to talk about? And I'd like to talk about this whole D.C. gun thing, okay?
What?
So be aware. Well, the Supreme Court today said, you know, load them up.
Yeah, I heard.
Get your ammo. Get your guns. Come on now. Handguns in the home.
And didn't you want to say hi to our friends in the law?
Yes. I'd like to have a couple of cops. I'd like to see the cops' point of view.
I have
a lot of friends that are on the force down in D.C.
Like
on the job. But call in 877-365-3636. Your phone calls in the first buzz of the day when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.